With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. The British Parliament reconvenes this week for one of its most important sessions in modern history. And all this week on Spotlight, we're going to look at the debate over Brexit. We've covered the story relentlessly since British voters chose to leave the European Union in 2016. But the next few days will be absolutely critical in determining if, how, and when departure actually occurs. Prime Minister Theresa May still needs parliamentary approval for the exit agreement she struck with Brussels, but Parliament still seems stubbornly unlikely to give it to her. We'll hear a variety of voices this week, starting with Kenneth Clark, a veteran member of Mrs. May's ruling Conservative Party, but one lawmaker who believes Britain is crazy to leave the EU and should be asking for at least a temporary halt to proceedings.
We've got 84 days in which to begin to have the first notion of what long-term arrangements we're going to have for our political engagements and our trading and investment relationships. I know I'm in a small minority in the House of Commons who voted against invoking Article 50 in the first place. We plainly need more time. I think there's only about 45 sitting days left in Parliament. And it's quite obvious that this date, which was arbitrarily chosen in the first place, in my opinion, should be put off.
But can Britain even do that? Tomorrow we'll hear from an EU legal expert. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.